Folks, Jared Goff is on a most valuable player list. I'm not kidding. It's Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And it is, everybody, a Tuesday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you, a Tuesday, July 19th and a Wednesday, July 20th. We're inching closer to rookies reporting, to training camp starting a week from Saturday. And we welcome you into the network and the podcast. Thank you for listening and making us your first listen each and every day. And also watching us on YouTube. We are over 1,000 subscribers now on our YouTube channel right here on Locked On Lions. Thank you for checking us out here on the YouTube as well. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. On the show today, the network has taken it to another level. All right? It's been 6+ years of Locked On. It's been 6 years of Locked On Lions. The network today has announced their top 50 most valuable players heading into 2022. All right? And a Detroit Lion does make the list. Your quarterback, Jared Goff. Where does he rank? What do I think of that? We'll go over that coming up momentarily here on the show. Also, we've got to do, it's like list season. We also have to talk about number one on our list here on the show of the top five players that could be first-year Pro Bowlers for the Lions coming up this season. We gave you number five, Romeo Okwara. We gave you number four, Taylor Decker. Number three, Amani Oruwariye. Number two, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Who will be number one? We will tell you about that coming up momentarily. And the team has announced that, indeed, you can get tickets for free for the Family Fest, free to the public, the open practice at Ford Field on August the 6th. We'll give you the details on that coming up on the show as well. We appreciate your listenership, your viewership. Let me say this. I want to make one quick statement before we talk about this top 50 MVP list, or at least most valuable player list, heading into the season. The Detroit Tigers are having a really bad year. I don't have to pile on. I'm not going to pile on. But I just want to say this. It is incredible to me that if a team struggles in town, okay, mostly, especially with the Lions, and I would say some others, the media here really gets after the Lions when they struggle. When Matt Millen was destroying this franchise, people were doing Millen man marches. People were doing Fire Millen columns. People were talking about, I mean, just going crazy and ripping the Lions to shreds. The Tigers have had a lousy year. And I hop on the Freep and the Det News, and you would never even know it. There's just fluff pieces, just buttery, lathery pieces on the draft. I just don't get it. Alavila, yes, now there's columns coming out. Alavila should be fired. But the treatment that that organization gets is such a 180. From some of the other teams. And, you know, if Troy Weaver and the Pistons don't do well this year, there will be people say, oh, what's wrong with the Pistons? But the Tigers, it's like kid gloves. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. I can't believe it. All right, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Locked On NFL, go to the YouTube channel, Locked On NFL, and you can watch. They are counting down the top 50 most valuable players in 2022 going into the season. And yes, there is one Detroit Lion that has made the list, and it is none other than your quarterback, Jared Goff. That is correct. Jared Goff comes in at number 33. He's actually ahead of the likes of Dalvin Cook, Najee Harris, Nick Chubb, Alvin Kamara, Jamar Chase, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Deebo Samuel, Travis Kelce. I mean, I'm talking Pro Bowlers here. Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald at 48, Jalen Ramsey at 49, and Trayvon Diggs at 50. Jared Goff is number 33 on the list of the top 50 most valuable players. Now, what this list basically means, and I can't go through all of it, okay, but because I don't want to give it away. But let's say, like, number one, I'm just going to say it, is Josh Allen. But these are the guys that are most valuable to their team. And Jared Goff comes in at number 33. Why is he better than these players that are behind him on this list? No. But I agree with where he is placed on this, because if Jared Goff has a good year this year, like Peter King wrote yesterday in Football Morning in America, the Detroit Lions are going to have a chance to double their win total and, heck, even get close to 8 wins. I'm not going to say 9. I don't think they're going to have a winning record in year 2. I'm sorry, Lions fans. I know for some of you that are very excited about the season, I'm excited too. But they're not a 9-win football team. They're not. They're not. But if they could double their win total, get to 6 wins, get to 7, maybe even 8 based off this soft schedule. The division is a little shaky at the bottom. It's going to be because Jared Goff performed at a level near or close to where he was when he was playing with the Hollywood Rams out there in L.A. And he was making 2 Pro Bowls. And he took a team to the Super Bowl. I'm not telling you Jared Goff is better than Allen or Mahomes or Prescott or any of these top flight guys, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. That's not happening. All right? But he is very valuable. He's valuable because, number one, he has shown in the past that he can perform. Number two, last season at the end of the year, there was some momentum there. He's a leader on the team. They rallied around him. He made some big throws. He won a football game at the end of the game, last play of the game. The Lions never win games like that. And I know it was the Vikings and a bad defense, and it was their first win, and they had snapped a 15-game losing streak. But Jared Goff performed and delivered in the clutch, hitting Amon-Ra St. Brown and all of that. We know about the play. And they went 3-3 in their last 6 games. And, oh, by the way, once Anthony Lynn was demoted to Waterboy, the offense took off under Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson, helping out more as not just the tight ends coach. Now Johnson's the OC. Campbell, I still think, is going to be calling the plays. Goff has more weapons surrounding him. We talked yesterday about Jameson Williams and when he's coming in, hopefully earlier than what Peter King forecasted, which was after Thanksgiving. And so Goff, there's some capability there. I'm not holding my breath, but he's very valuable. The other reason why he's valuable is if Jared Goff, let's say in week 1, knock on wood, gets hurt, or in week 2, or whatever it is, what's behind him as a backup quarterback option is abysmal. It's abysmal. There are some good backup quarterbacks, not a lot of them. All right? Look at what's going on in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson. All right? Browns fans are on pins and needles waiting for the league to announce a suspension. If Deshaun Watson has to miss the entire season or 8 games, you're asking Jacoby Brissett to do a lot. Jacoby Brissett was let go in New England, was let go in Indianapolis, was let go in Miami. Right? If Jacoby Brissett were any good and a starting caliber and quality player, he would still be in Indy or in Miami. All right? New England, they had Tom Brady, and he was a backup. I'll leave that one. All right? In Atlanta, if they start Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, at least there's a discussion of a rookie quarterback that did some things in college. David Blau and Tim Boyle do nothing for me. Zero. They stink. If Jared Goff gets hurt, season's in big trouble. Now, again, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, season's probably in big trouble in Kansas City. They've got 40-year-old Chad Henne or whatever, but I'd still take Chad Henne over Tim Boyle, Mr. August, and David Blau. Jared Goff makes the list at number 33 of the most valuable players, and I think that is completely accurate. Completely accurate. Speaking of lists, Penei Sewell is going to be on our list. I just gave that totally away. The number one player that I think is going to be a Pro Bowler this year for the Lions, a first-year Pro Bowler. We'll talk about that coming up next. But level with me first, listeners. We've been all in a situation at some point in our lives when we need some money. We're tight on cash. Maybe you can only afford to put a few gallons of gas in your tank, or you got another save the date and you're wondering how you're going to afford a gift. That's where Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill up your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch, need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Again, download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 right away, instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. Tuesday edition, Locked On Lions. Hope everybody is doing well today. Penei Sewell, that's a name that I think everybody can agree, came in last season, maybe started a little bit slow. People were iffy about him in the preseason. But once the rookie tackle from Oregon got acclimated, he was fantastic. He was very, very good. And Penei Sewell is on my list as the number one player that I think can be a first-year Pro Bowler this season for your Honolulu Blue and Silver Warriors, the Detroit Lions. Why do I say this? Well, it's pretty simple. The rest of the guys on the list, 5-1, Romeo Okwara, Taylor Decker, Amani Oruwariye, Amon-Ra St. Brown, are all good football players. But are they top 15 players at their position? None of them are. Penei Sewell is. If you recall and you go back to Pro Football Focus at the end of the season, they graded out Penei Sewell in their top 101 players in all of the NFL. They ranked him number 66 and the number 12 tackle as a rookie in all of the NFL. Think about that. It's 32 teams in the league. There's 64 starting tackles in the NFL. Yet Penei Sewell's a top 12 tackle in the league. Last year, started off, everybody said right tackle, Taylor Decker, left tackle. But Decker got hurt, wasn't ready. Sewell came in, they moved him to left tackle. He was okay. Had a shaky start, wasn't great in the preseason. But as the season started, he got better. Decker comes back, and everybody's like, wait, why didn't Sewell just stay at left tackle? He was drafted in the top 10. He's doing great there. Slide him back over to the right side. And all he did was earn an 84.5 run blocking grade from PFF and a total grade of 82.4. If you're up there in the 80s, you're really good. He only surrendered 35 quarterback pressures all season. He was dominant at times. And this is exactly why Brad Holmes and company drafted him so high. He's fantastic. And to me, he could move up this year, be a top five tackle in the league. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the bulkiest dude. But he was asked to play left side. He's asked to play on the right side. And he was impressive. And, you know, PFF kind of pointed out in the offseason about the debate at number six with the Bengals taking Jamar Chase or Penei Sewell. And obviously, Jamar was phenomenal for Cincinnati. But Sewell was fantastic, too, for Detroit. And you think, if you're Cincinnati, you're like, yes, Chase and Burrow were awesome. Jamar Chase is a talent. But they really could have used Cincinnati, Penei Sewell, in that Super Bowl when the Rams started to just erupt and spend their entire night in the backfield getting to Joe Burrow. But Penei Sewell, to me, is a guy that you can build your team around. And this is exactly why Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell loved him. And I think he's got a great chance to be a Pro Bowler this season. Top 12 tackle, top 70 player in the game. And Penei Sewell is my A number one with a bullet player that I think could be a first-time Pro Bowler for the Lions. If you're new to this podcast, we've been doing this since last week. We do it every offseason. Guys like Frank Ragnow, Jack Fox, TJ Hockenson, Goff, and Jonah Jackson are not eligible on this list because they've already made the Pro Bowl. And the others that I mentioned before, I think, have a shot. But I think the best chance for this team is certainly Penei Sewell to be that first-time Pro Bowler this coming season. All right, big news, folks. I got my cookie dough and s'mores, brownie chunk puffs in the mail today. New marshmallow. Wait, I think I have one. Look at this. This is even better. Remember, I've always done this on the microphone. Now I can do it on the camera. Hello, look at this. Cookie dough chunk Built Bar Puffs from Built are about to be out. They gave us a little sneak preview. Thank you for sending those. I want to remind you, right now, though, if you go to Built.com, you can get the coconut brownie chunk puffs. These cookie dough ones are going to be out any day now. It's exciting. From the people who invented healthy and tasty comes the latest gift to your taste buds. It's the coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. And they've got those. But now it's the coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs, the marshmallowy puffs. They're such a great treat, and they're only like 150 calories. Stop drooling and listen. They're good for you. Low in sugar, high in protein, low calorie, and they are all delicious. All Built Bars and puffs are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good, and it's good for you. The Built Puffs are amazing. Delicious coconut, rich sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. Stop fantasizing. Get to Built.com. Order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs right now, and soon you'll be getting these cookie dough ones. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15. All right, final thing, folks. Hear from me on this Tuesday edition of Locked on Lions. Team announced today, and you can go to DetroitLions.com. Got to give them a little bit of a plug, that on Saturday, August 6th, it will be the annual Family Fest, free and open to the public, down at Ford Field. Gates are going to open for it at 10 a.m. Practice begins, open practice for the Lions, right there on the field at 11:30, and ends at 1:30. Enjoy games, family-friendly activities, all practice long. It is free and open to the public. But all attendees must reserve a secure digital ticket for entry. All right, and you can register now at DetroitLions.com for up to 8 tickets to the event. All right, so Rory's going to be there, Lions cheerleaders, appearances from Lions legends, Lions locker room sale with the proceeds benefiting Detroit Lions charities. All of that is there. And parking is just $6 in all Ford Field controlled lots. Go to DetroitLions.com/FamilyFest to get your tickets and to get there. It's a fun event, open practice, chance to get inside a Ford Field. And let's be honest, if you've never been down there, here's your chance to go. All right. This team's going to be exciting. I'm excited. I know you're excited. The fans are excited. And I love that the Lions do the open practice. I think it's awesome. So Saturday, August 6th, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 is the practice, but gates open at 10. Head down to Ford Field, and if you got kids, bring the kids and have a great time. You know, the Lions are doing some things right. They are. I'm not predicting Super Bowls or 9 wins or Peter King and his above 500 thing and everything from yesterday, but I think this team has a chance to be improved. You know, I'm questioning what the D-line rotation is going to look like. I know Deshaun Elliott's talking about fans are going to know my name. Safety. Will Elliott and Tracy Walker be that duo that can stop opposing teams from just picking them apart like they have the last few years? The Lions still were 31st in the league in scoring defense last year. That has got to improve this year. But for right now, I'm excited. It's exciting. We're getting closer, folks, to the real deal and to training camp coming up a week from Saturday. All right, that'll do it for this Tuesday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen. Right here on Locked On Lions, we are back again tomorrow.